New Yorkers had quite a scare this morning. Workers in Lower Manhattan looked out their office windows to see a low-flying 747, and following that, a fighter jet. It turns out it was an Air Force photo op featuring one of the planes used as Air Force One. NPR's Robert Smith explains.
Even 7 years after 9/11, some New Yorkers still flinch whenever they see a low-flying plane. So imagine how they felt when it appeared that the military was chasing a passenger jet down the Hudson River. Residents of Jersey City flooded 911 with calls. Workers at the New York Mercantile Exchange near Ground Zero ran out of their building. One worker says they gathered outside until a security officer told them it was a planned exercise. The FAA had given permission to the military to take pictures of a backup version of Air Force One as it flew around the Statue of Liberty. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg could not believe it.
Why the Defense Department wanted to do a photo op right around the site of the World Trade Center catastrophe defies imagination.
Turns out the FAA warned the New York City Police Department last week, but told them to keep it quiet. No one told the public, or more importantly, the mayor.
First thing is, I'm annoyed, furious is a better word, that I wasn't told. It did have the normal language of saying that they did not plan to have any publicity about it, which I think is ridiculous and just poor judgment.
All day long, no one in the military wanted to take responsibility for that judgment. Even the Obama administration said that they didn't know what was going on with their own planes. But late this afternoon, the director of the White House military office took responsibility. Louis Caldera wrote in a release that he approved the mission over New York. He said it's clear the flight created confusion and disruption, and he apologized to the people of New York and New Jersey. On the positive side, the pictures probably turned out great. It was a beautiful blue sky day in New York, just like the weather on September 11th. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.